Hello and welcome back to If Water Coolers Could Talk. We are at episode 32 and I'm one of your co-hosts, Jesse, and this is Danielle.
Hello.
As always, we don't change.
Ever.
I mean, why break it if it's... Wait a minute. No. Why fix it if it's not broken?
And there's proof that we don't change. We're silly.
Yeah, but
that's okay. Maybe
we should change. I still have to talk to my friend because she was going to come on at some point. And if anybody else wants to give it a try, they are welcome to. Yeah, she's just got, she's always very, very busy with her son's activities and stuff. So, but I'll hook up with her and figure something out because that would be a lot of fun. Anyway, how was your week?
Yes, it will be a lot of fun.
I think so.
My week wasn't lovely, actually. We picked up some kind of a flu bug, so ended up missing a few days of work. But
so right when you just about okay, were better from better your trip, now. You just got better from.
It has been one thing after another for. It feels like the whole year. It's been one thing after another for at least this year, if not longer, because I've just gotten better from that trip in February when I came back with the ear infection in both ears. Yeah. I just gotten better from that when I went on the trip in March and got sick from that. I just got better from that and I picked up a flu. I'm like, this has got to be like my bad luck for the year, right? After this I'm going to be fine. No more sickness for the rest of the year is what I'm hoping, because it's been a lot.
Was it the stomach flu or like a head cold type
No,
flu?
Like the stomach flu.
Oh my God. So every part of you is being attacked in the last month or so. Oh, that's horrible. Yeah. I've been okay. Yes. Like I went into the office and one of my bosses had flown in and he was like, oh, hey, how are you? And I'm like, oh, good. And then he took a big step back. He's like, I've been sick. And so was my wife. And I'm like, oh, okay. Well, I'm going to be over here. I felt bad for my coworker because she had been in the same office with him quite a bit. He's great, everything like that. I was just like, oh, I hope she doesn't get sick. Oh no, because it sounded like a doozy.
This one was bad. At first I thought Dave was gonna miss it because when I got sick a couple of days before he did, I started not feeling good. And then I got really sick on Tuesday is when it really kicked in for me. But he was still okay and still going to work. Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh, good. Maybe he's going to miss this one. But he came home from work on Tuesday and he was done. So I was able to go back on Friday at least. So I missed 3 days, but he was not because he was a day or two behind me. So tomorrow he'll be going back to work. And,
oh my gosh.
Yeah, it was a rough one. Like, yeah.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
Like I said, I'm just hoping that's it. No more. Somebody else gets me sick, it's going to be bad. It's going to get ugly. No more.
I understand. That's horrible. So we're hoping for no technical difficulties.
That's okay.
We're sorry last week's episode was so short. But we had all of our stories, but we were talking in like Gilmore Girls speed and we had a few technical difficulties here and there. And it does keep showing up and I don't know why. I've rebooted everything. So here's hoping.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what else to do to make it better. We all know I'm not the computer girl.
I don't know either, but we'll see what happens. And
sorry, that was a flashback throwback from me and Dave
and
Dad's McDonald's trips on Friday nights when we were kids. And Grimace came out being the computer whiz. And I don't know, Dave, I think Dave sent me some meme of Grimace being like all flashy and he's super rich. I'm like, oh, earlier this week. So I was like, I guess being the computer whiz panned out. And he's like, he's really getting royalties off of that Grimace shake from last year. I'm like, oh, God.
But that's okay. You can just call Grimace. He'll fix it
for right.
you. He's that kind of taste.
Things sound a little glitchy, but we're just going to go Yeah, he would.
Okay.
You know, he was supposed to be a shake. When people, when it came out about the taste bud, that freaked me out. It was gross. So I did not approve of that. The milkshake made sense to me. The taste bud.
I never understood why they made a taste bud and then named him Grimace. It's like we are supposed to taste your food and then grimace at how bad it is. Why would you open yourself up like that? But that's okay.
I don't understand it. I don't want to know. I have some weird stuff.
In the interest of keeping this workplace safe, we're not going to talk about Grimace anymore and what he actually looks like.
Yeah, also, we don't want to be sued. So there's also
That's a good point.
Ooh, I can hear the wind is going crazy again. It was so windy yesterday. We went out to Horseshoe Canyon, Drumheller, and it was like, we've got pictures of it. It was so windy. You got in the canyon, not too bad, but you got back up and that hill getting back out of there, we had to stop a couple times and catch our breath. It was really fun. But it was Carlos and
that's
I.
That's a steep canyon. That's a good hike.
I'm like, okay, there's people up ahead. We can't breathe loud. We have to keep going. As soon as they turned a corner, we're like, oh, like, dying. It was hard. I'm like, I never said I was in shape. It is a shape. Round is a shape. But anyway,
round is a shape.
Yeah.
Next time, just pretend that you're enjoying the view and take pictures of it. Have your phone out and
That's exactly what I did.
This is so pretty. And take pictures like you're just taking pictures of the view and pictures of Carlos with the view in the background. And that's how you can rest without people knowing you're resting.
Yeah, no, that's exactly
Somebody taught me that. This one, I can't remember her name.
Banff was a lot better weather than that. We weren't windy. It was perfect weather. Walked around a lot, had fun. There was this one, like, restaurant pub we were going to go in. It was in a basement. It was, like, 1 p.m. We're like, we're trying to find one that had a patio, but we'd picked the wrong one. So this lady was coming up. She's like, are you coming here? Oh, that's great. So she ran back down the stairs, and we were the only ones down there. And just her. And she seemed very excited we were there. And we looked at the menu. We didn't really like it. And I'm like, this is freaking weird. We're the only ones in this basement of gloom and doom looking, like, it looked like a nightclub. Like, it's like there's a stage. I'm like, so we just looked at the menu and we got up and she's like, oh, you're not staying. We're like, really, we really wanted pizza is the only thing I could spit out. And we ran. Luckily, they didn't have pizza.
No kidding.
We went somewhere else and had nachos, not pizza. But anyway, it was a great trip. We had a lot of fun. And yesterday was windy, but also a lot of fun.
We better hope she didn't see.
Yeah. Well, yeah, let's hope. But yeah, so two very different weekends. A little bit of traveling. Weather's sunny, at least. It's supposed to get rainy and slushy later this week, so blah. But at least it was sunny enough when Carlos was here, so we got to go out and enjoy some of it. And yeah. Anyway, we should dive into some stories before my connection craps out again. And we'll start with one of yours.
I think it is. I'll start. My first short story is very short and kind of gross, but I picked it just for you. Oh. You're welcome. So this was an online message board. It says a team came in one day asking our mechanic to check out their engine. It appeared to be having trouble. So once we got all the fees and all that stuff approved, our mechanic pulled the hood of the cab over and instantly he jumps back and told the crew to get out. Like, take your truck and get out of here. Turns out the truck had 4 drivers just to keep it moving. And to save themselves time, they had cut a hole in the floor to relieve themselves so they didn't have to take bathroom breaks. There are many problems with that alone, but the main one was that the hole led right to the engine. Their urine and feces both were eating the aluminum heads, causing the engine to lose power.
Oh my God.
Right?
That is so disgusting and stupid on so many levels.
Right? Can you imagine how bad that vehicle must have smelled?
Are all these guys in there at the same time, like taking like, a big dump on the floor through a hole in front of everybody?
Right? Mm-mm. I know a lot of truck drivers will do the bathroom bottle where they'll pee in a bottle so they don't have to stop. Mm-hmm. But to poop in a hole in the floor of the cab with people sitting there with you because, just nasty. Thank you, imagine driving behind them when this happens. Come on.
No. It's a trucker bomb when they pee in the bottle and toss it out. Blah. But to see that coming, imagine that. No, I'm just, no. Like the windshield of that poor little car behind that truck. They're like, I'm in a shitstorm.
So bad. Right. Like, that's gonna be the biggest bird I've ever seen.
Oh, it's so gross.
You're welcome.
Thanks. So we got to start out with theme this morning.
I totally picked that one just for you.
Thanks, I appreciate that.
Hey, it's a little bit of payback.
It's good to know when you think of truckers crapping on their engine, you think of me. Love it. It's great. I'm sure people have thought worse and then thought of me, but that's not the point. Feeling classy. All right. Yeah. Whoop it up there, oh Chuckles. My gosh. Gross. Okay, we're gonna move on to another story. Okay. This story isn't gross in that way, okay? It's gross in a society and what's wrong with this person, but not that way. He's the star of this story is a crappy individual, but I don't think he's leaving crap all over the place, if you know what I mean. So, gross. Okay, are you under control?
Yes.
Are you sure? Are you ready? Are you sure?
Am I ever under control?
No.
I'm always ready. Can you, let's go.
But can you handle it? It's a bit of a... No, you're not. Okay, this is from Area Manager. So thank you for sending this in. It's a two-parter, but I'm just going to read them both back-to-back because
thank you.
I don't want to wait. I don't want anyone to wait to hear the end of it. So, okay, part one, missing deposits. I was an area manager for a restaurant franchise. I had one store that usually gave more problems than the other, and this week was no exception. We were having issues with deposits to the bank being late, and we could not figure out what the problem was, and the delay was getting progressively worse every week. It had been going on for about 4 to 5 weeks. I decided to take a deep dive into it to figure out what was going on. I started going through the records, and they all seemed to be occurring on one assistant manager's day that he was working. Let's call him FM. The deposits would go into our account about 3 to 7 days after the day they were reported deposited. I decided to confront the manager and talk to him, asking him if he had any idea why we were missing 6 to 7 deposits, and he said he had no idea. 2 days later, after a weekend, 3 to 4 deposits go into the account, but they're all the small amounts, and the weekend before were still missing. I immediately figure out what's going on. I went back to the assistant manager and tell him that those deposits went in, but we're still missing a few, and they're all the large amounts from the weekends. He said he didn't know why. I said, well, all the deposits are from his days, and the ones that went into the account had a different deposit number bags on them. He still denied anything. I said, okay, I'm going to be contacting the police to do an investigation before I do. Are you sure there isn't something you want to tell me? His shoulders slumped down, and he said, yes, I've been taking the money. Wow. I immediately took his store keys and told them that he's suspended pending further investigation. It was determined that he was taking the big deposits and filling the small ones, his own little Ponzi scheme. Part two. About a week later, I'm in the store checking on this and doing some training for the new manager. One of the staff comes up to me and says that someone is at the front and wants to speak to me. I go to the front and say, how can I help you? Immediately. And the guy is in his mid-20s, goes crazy yelling how I owe him $4,500 and he wants it right now. I take a breath and say, let's go outside and talk and figure out what's going on. Well, our buddy FM was his roommate and had taken him for a ride as well. FM convinced him to rent a car using his credit card and to rent one and give him the receipts to pay back. He also convinced him to buy a big screen TV back when they're about $2,000. And put it on his car. I could see the guy's heartbreak when I told him that the car thing was not true at all and explained that he didn't work for us anymore. I then find out that he'd been gone from the house for 2 days and almost all his stuff was gone. The poor kid understood now what had happened to him and asked me to come pick up the work things that FM had left behind. I go to this house and his room was covered in open deposit bags and deposit slips. I gave the guy a few coupons for some free food and told him how sorry I was and that FM owed us more than he owed him. You might think this was the end of the story, but no. The owner of the franchise went for a quick lunch at a restaurant a couple months later, and guess who he sees working there as an assistant manager? Good old FM. He calls the manager over and tells him the basis of the story, and the manager says, no, he's a great guy. He would never do something like that. A couple weeks later, he goes in again, and guess what? He did the exact same thing there. The poor young roommate guy, the FM con, tried eventually calling his parents who lived out of province, and they apologized and said he's been doing this scam for years and there's nothing that they can do. Wow. So even FM's parents know he's doing this and that he's a sleazeball. That's pretty bad. You know, rent a car under your credit card. And my work's going to pay for it. So, yeah, no, I'm sure most restaurants don't do that. Like, maybe if it's a rental car because you have to go to a conference somewhere. But not just for tootling around town. It doesn't happen, ever.
No. How do you justify to somebody, buy a big screen TV for our house because my work is going to pay for it? How do you get them to believe that?
If he's been doing this and getting away with it, he's probably been doing it for years. And this kid was about 20. I don't know how old FM was, but probably a bit older than that. Probably not much. I don't know. I mean, he must have made himself out to be some bigwig that he'd get anything. That he could do anything.
And,
you know, depositing the little deposits as if nobody's going to notice the big ones aren't there.
Right? I'm sorry, but if you're going to do it, you got to do it properly and make random ones. Don't always just take the big ones. Sometimes deposit the big ones and take the smaller ones. I mean, let's use some common sense. If you're going to be a criminal, try to be smarter about it.
We are not endorsing this.
I guess it works for him, so.
Just so everybody knows.
No.
I don't know.
Definitely not.
I don't know. I don't.
You're saying if you're going to be an idiot, be smart about being an idiot.
Exactly. Well, I feel sorry
don't
for...
Don't be an idiot in the first place.
The kid. I feel sorry for the area manager.
Yeah.
And, you know, I kind of feel sorry for the new manager, too, because God knows who else probably wandered in screaming for money. For the new manager?
I don't, because he was warned before it happened. Yeah. He was warned before it happened by somebody who had no... reason to warn
him
other than goodwill and just say, hey.
Not him. I mean the manager that took over for FM at the first place. Not the one that was properly warned and ignored it. No, that was, you know, that was
his
own fault.
I thought you were talking about that one. I'm like, no, I don't feel bad for that guy. You should have listened. Like some random person comes up and warns you about a new employee. You gotta listen.
Like, I know you can't technically give bad references, and it gets tricky about these things, but hey, this guy was not even given a reference. And it was a while ago, I think, from the sounds of it. So, anyway, I'm glad that FM's gone, and he doesn't come back.
And the guy was removed from, like, it wasn't like the area manager went in and said anything. It was somebody else who wasn't directly working with him. So he wasn't technically giving a reference. He was giving a statement of fact.
Yeah. And he's warning him.
Exactly. Well, he's trying to do the right thing by you. That's terrible. I kind of wonder what FM is up to now. Is he still getting away with this crap, or is he in jail somewhere? I think jail somewhere. That would be my
I kind of hope.
Right?
For the sake of more restaurants. Yeah. God forbid they go to like a mom and pop shop, you know, like that type of thing and do it, because there's a lot less financial resources to come back from. But anyway, like I said, it's a disgusting story of human behavior, but not gross like you started the show with. So we're going to move along to you, to your next story, and hope it's also not horribly gross. But we'll find out.
You know it is. This one's from the inspector.
Oh, this is why I picked the other story for you.
Thank you, inspector. That's right.
Thank you.
Mm. It's... no, this is pretty good. I mean, it's disgusting. This is because I couldn't handle it. Anyway, I'm just going to read it.
Okay. You just get into it.
It says, I do inspections on houses, and this day was no different from any other. It was for an acreage outside of the city, and it was being rented by the same people for the last 10 years. I received some backstory from the realtor, evidently not enough. I get to the house at the same time as the home inspector, and I park about 30 meters from the front door. I start to walk up to the house, which is definitely in well-used shape, and pow, I'm hit with that good old smell of cat ammonia, and I'm still about 20 meters away, but the front door is open. I went in, and it was burning my lungs and eyes. It was so bad. And not to my surprise, I'm dealing with a hoarder situation. 10 years of hoarding. I had to turn sideways to walk down hallways as they had newspapers and magazines stacked on both sides. And I'm not sure where they slept because the beds were stacked with garbage and junk. I do feel bad as it is a condition, but at some point an outside family member must have seen this and should try to get some cleaned up. Mm-hmm. I wander down to the basement and it's packed, and I see a lot of cat eyes looking wherever I plant my flashlight.
That's kind of crazy.
And then I start to see cat skulls. it's worse. He starts to see skulls and then deceased cats. They have the entire circle of life going on down there for many years. I have no idea how many were down there, as I couldn't stand it anymore. I had my shirt up over my face to try to block some of the smell, but it was not working. When I finally got out of there, I called the realtor, and I was pretty mad, and I asked him why he didn't tell me about the condition. Well, since I had to take a ton of photos, the bank had many questions, and I had to be honest. In the end, the sale of the house did not go through, as the bank refused to lend on that place. The realtor called me angry that I caused the deal to fall through. I'm like, well, what else am I supposed to do?
Right?
Yeah.
Oh.
I think you did the right thing, telling the truth.
Yeah.
The only thing that I disagree with is the outside family has no control. I understand about, you know, wondering where they are and why they're not in there. But you're right. Hoarding is a mental condition, and the outside family has no control in that situation. And they may or may not have actually been in there.
Yeah, they may have tried to come and give them some help. But who knows? Yeah, it's... I forgot just how bad that story got at the end there. The circle of life, just, that's horrifying.
Yeah.
Horrifying.
Yeah.
And how physically sick people must be living and breathing in that. I was watching some, like I was just scrolling on Facebook and, you know, the videos or reels pop up. And one was a hoarding thing where these ladies came in to clean out the house. This lady, I think they were in Britain, and she had huge hoarding, but she had to go to the hospital. She had cancer. She needed treatment. She needed to come home. So they cleaned it out. Now, they said that like family had tried to come in, but you know, she wanted to get help, but she didn't know how, and people stopped coming around. But where she slept was a chair. She had one recliner and she slept on that. And then after they cleaned it all up and everything was nice, she's in tears because she sat on her bed and she's like, I haven't, like, she sprawled out. She's like, I haven't been this comfortable in so long. And they're like, well, when was the last time you slept in your bed? It had been 10 years. since she slept in a bed. She'd been sleeping in her recliner or whatever. And these ladies were not super tall. You should have seen them having to climb into the house on like newspapers and stuff.
Oh my gosh.
And when you see like a dead rat outside, and that's the thing, it's like, I don't want to help, but I'd be so scared of what bugs or mice or what you're going to get into, what's going to jump out at you. Now, I think we know what's going to happen in this, this particular inspector's case. It was cats. Cats were going to come get you.
Yeah.
Because probably there's not mice or rats. There's a lot of cats.
No, I wouldn't say mice. Probably not a lot of spiders either, because cats are usually pretty good taking care of that.
That's so gross. So, and I mean, the bank or whoever, the realtor wasn't wrong. The inspector didn't cause this to like not go through. I'd say the hoarder is the one who caused this not to go through. You know, like the whole situation. The hoarder that's horrible.
Was the problem. The realtor knew there was a problem, so they had to expect it was going to happen.
Yeah, totally.
And I'm sorry, but I'm on his side. Mm-hmm. So, the animal abuse part aside, that alone tells me that that place...
That's heartbreaking.
You have no idea if it's even structurally sound anymore.
Well, yeah, and you don't... Like, that was... I was thinking, like, the people who were going to buy it... Thank God they didn't, because God knows they'd never get that smell out. Like, just knock it down, light a match, and walk away.
Right?
But anyway, moving on.
Yeah, that smell's never coming out of there.
Like, more cheerful
things. That whole
house
needs to be torn down and rebuilt.
Yeah, I agree. So,
but yeah, that's a horrible situation.
They get a lot of bad situations, but thank you for sending that in. Gross
or
not.
We definitely appreciate the stories, but it also makes me wonder... What's going on behind the doors of these houses that we drive past every day?
I think that could be.
And on the other
crazy.
Note is I'm going to go and clean my house right after this.
Yeah, I got to do that too. Yeah, I got to clean the litters because I don't want to walk downstairs to a wall of ammonia. Thank you very much. But
no.
Okay, so we have another listener story, and this is from Noah L. And it's a construction company type story. So here we go. So I work for a construction company, residential. I was on the warranty department taking care of new home possessions, quality control, customer service. On this particular occasion, during the construction of this new house, a customer was sometimes a bit difficult. But we always found a way to keep things going and keep things working together. The day of the possession came and I did the walkthrough with them, and it took close to 3 hours because they were extremely picky. And at times I really had to use the house building code book as per Alberta law to explain to them why things were the way they were. At the end of the day, I booked in what we call a trades day. It's when all the trades come back and take care of any finishing touches that the house needs. It's usually paint, things like that. So I set the day and time and I let the homeowner know when that was.
Yeah.
So we went first thing in the morning, which was typically around 8 a.m., to meet with the trades at the house. I met with each one of them to make sure that there were no misunderstandings or anything confusing, and I was to come back at the end of the day around 3 or 3:30 to check all the work and address any concerns that may have come up or any concerns that the homeowner may still have. Around 11 a.m., I got a call from the office to go back to the house and meet the painter. The reason was is the painter couldn't read or spell English, and they couldn't speak it. So I went back to help them out. I arrived, I talked to him, I checked with him, all the things that he needed to take care of, and a couple other things. Once I had agreed with the homeowner, I would do that for them as a favor, as there were some of the things were not warranty problems, more like, I don't like how it looks type of things. So everything was clear to the painter and I left. And about 2 p.m., I got another call from the office, this time instructing me not to go back to the house that I was working on. I was pulled off it. So I went to the office and I asked to meet my boss, and we had a closed door meeting. My trades coordinator was there too. He explained to us that the reason why I got pulled out of that particular job was that the homeowner called to ask to not send me back due to her feeling very uncomfortable listening to me talk in another language and not knowing if me and the painter were talking about her. She felt that was very rude. Oh my God. My boss said to me not to worry. He was very sure this was not a problem. He asked me if I was okay with it. I said I had no problem. I was fine, but, you know, I was a bit bothered by it, but I was fine. The funny thing was that my boss was really more concerned about my feelings than the homeowners. The company totally backed me up and supported me on that. So, yeah, that's a fairly ignorant thing. I mean, he comes back and talks to the painter. Painter obviously doesn't speak English, as we know. So he's helping out the situation, even talking to the homeowner. I'm going to do some extra stuff for you with the painting, with whatever that's not covered by warranty, but we're going to get it done, going over and above really what he probably needed to do. And then that.
Yeah. Absolutely, he did.
Wow.
Yeah. It just tells you that the woman knew that she was difficult and was self-conscious about being so difficult. How about just that change? That's true. And stop that's being true. Such a total jerk.
Well, yeah. It's probably a big that's, fancy that's house. That's what it
means, is the woman. And people who are afraid that you're talking bad about them, I guarantee you they're talking bad about you. Because otherwise, probably. Why else would they assume that you would go there if they don't go there?
Yeah, that's true. That's sad.
Horrible. It is sad. At least his boss understood and didn't throw him under the bus for it.
Oh, totally. Like
that's...
And I mean, terrible. It sounds like you said, this person is difficult the whole time. That's like, terrible. Were they just waiting for a chance to try and get him in trouble? Like, anyway, pretty ignorant, but that's how some people are.
Probably.
Insecure, very insecure.
Absolutely.
But thank you for sending that in. We appreciate it. We appreciate all our listeners' stories.
You. I like that story.
Yeah, it was, I mean.
Yes, we have some of the best listeners.
Some of them. We have the best listeners. Like, hello.
I was waiting for that.
All right.
You took a while to jump on that one. I'm going to hope that was a glitch. Probably. I was like, come on, lady. Get in there.
Yeah, I'm in there. Yes, I'm in there like swimwear.
We have amazing listeners.
Yes, we thank you. We thank you for your feedback as well.
Yes.
You know, I don't see it so much on Facebook and stuff, but people reach out to us. Rate and
review.
You
know?
Mm-hmm. That's right. Well, I guess you have one more story.
Mm-hmm.
Is it gross? Are we okay?
I sure do. It's not gross.
Hey! It's not gross.
A bathroom features prominently in it, but it's not actually gross.
Oh, oh dear.
Yes.
So that's how yours all tied together.
An online message board that I found. Mine all tied together with the bathroom theme. I was trying for a theme. So, but I didn't want to end on a gross, disgusting note because I was trying to be polite. So I found
we appreciate that.
Funnier bathroom themed.
Okay.
So it says, I had two employees get married. They had known each other prior to their employment in my company. As the boss, I had to do something at the reception, you know, give a speech or something I really didn't want to do. Knowing the happy couple as I did, I fully inspected the reception to be a bit crazy, and crazy it was. The reception was in their backyard. It was wild, alcohol lubricated, and so I changed my speech into an R-rated version of the Newlywed Game. I picked three other employees and their spouses to serve as the other contestants, and we had prizes, bottled prizes, of course, for all the participants. All participants knew what they were getting into, even if they didn't know the exact embarrassing questions that would be coming. So it was all set up because there was a final bonus question that I knew the happy couple would get right, and none of the other couples had a chance at. So no matter how bad the newlyweds did, they would still win. And then the company would give them a bunch of silly, like, prank prizes, a pen with a company logo, a file folder with a company logo, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Winning turned out to be an underwhelming experience. And just when the audience got to the point of booing the prizes, the couple got a $100 Home Depot gift card that they needed for their house. That made them the audience a little bit happier. And then slowly, one at a time, I pulled out 9 more $100 Home Depot gift cards out of the prize bag. And the crowd just went wild. The couple was very appreciative. But before we got to the end of the game, one of the questions was, prior to getting married, what was the most unusual place you ever made whoopee?
Oh, no.
The newlywed couple both answered honestly, because they were too deep in alcohol-induced happiness, and they both said it was the men's room at our office.
Oh,
the crowd, which was a lot of people from the office, but lots of people I didn't know as well, they went crazy with that admission. So the next day, Sunday, I went into the office and I printed out a banner that said, "Welcome to the John and Jane Memorial Bathroom and Lounge," and I hung it up in the men's room.
Oh, no.
So we had our normal Monday morning kickoff meeting. The guys would come back from the men's room laughing, but nobody told John why they were laughing. When he asked what was so funny, that would just make everybody else laugh that much more. I can't say we had a very productive meeting that day. When John finally got the urge to go, he came back with an embarrassed look and a big wadded up ball of paper that he promised would go through the shredder. I don't know if they're still making whoopee in the men's room, but they are still married. So,
well, glad you're still married.
Bathroom, but not gross.
I highly doubt they're right? still going to that bathroom for any of that stuff anymore. It sounds like the alcohol wore off, and he probably wishes he never said that.
Oh, definitely. I'm sure that he is probably still hearing about that.
Oh, no doubt. That was a good one, though. Not gross, but pretty damn funny. My stories were just about gross, like gross people, like human nature.
Terrible human nature.
And you had a bathroom theme. So aren't we great? You know, our karma theme from before was fun. So maybe we'll get some more of those.
We're lovely.
Yeah. Aren't we? Aren't we great?
I do like the karma ones.
Yeah, those are good. So if anyone's got some more karma stories, feel free to send them in.
Some fantastic.
Oh boy.
Yes, karma is my favorite. Mm-hmm. You know, good karma and bad. Like, I'm not a horrible person. I enjoy hearing good karma stories as well, and I love telling good karma stories. Mm-hmm. I just love karma. I love watching people get what they deserve, be it good or bad. I just love it.
Yeah.
So I love hearing about it. I love talking about it. I just love it. So
excellent.
Anybody, any stories, you want to send them in to iwcctpodcast@gmail.com. And also we're on Facebook at If Water Coolers Could Talk and Instagram at iwcctpodcast. And join us up. Have fun. Say something. Wave. Whatever. We're here.
Yes. You know, I'm really glad you got to stay home this week when you were sick. Otherwise, you might have had your very own theme work story from your stomach flu. This just popped in my head.
Right?
It would have been so bad.
I'm sure I could come up. I could tell you about how bad it was. But
No.
I can say this because my boss doesn't know about this show. So I can say this. I've actually got the best boss ever, especially for stuff like this. I was texting him because I don't call in sick because we're supposed to be at work so early. So when we're telling him that we're not coming in, it's usually like, you know, before 4:30 in the morning because we have to be out of our house by 4:30, 4:45 to make it to the bus on time to get in because, I told you it's a secure area. We're not allowed to just drive to work. So we have to drive to a bus that drives us all into work. So it's a bit of a process to get there. So we have to call in very early. And he doesn't have to get up that early because he's a remote worker. So he stays in the camp at work. So he has to get up about half an hour before he has to be there. So we're not going to call him an hour and a half before he has to be there and wake him up.
No.
So we just send him a text and he's like, "Oh, you have the stomach flu?" So I told him what was going on. He's like, "Oh, okay. Well, I'll see you in 3 days." And I was like, "What?" And he's like, "No." He's like, "You're you're throwing up, any kind of stomach issue, GI issue, whether it's throwing up, diarrhea, whatever, he's like, take 3 days off. 48 hours after the last time you have an incident, he's like, take 3 days off. He's like, I don't even care. Your work can get caught up later. We'll get somebody to help you. Take 3 days off. Just so especially that you can heal and so that you don't infect everybody. Yeah, exactly. Because that GI stuff runs through those camps. There's 4,000 people.
Pun intended.
In that building. Oh, pun fully intended. Pun fully intended.
Oh, yeah.
So, but yeah, it's, you get 4,000 people and you get an infectious bug fly through like that. It's a nightmare. Not good.
Which is smart. So it's a smart manager move to make sure that it doesn't get spread about the camp any worse than maybe it already has. It's probably where you got it. But, you know, I don't remember the last time I knew anyone who actually...
I'm pretty sure that's exactly where I got it.
I don't think people phone in half the time anymore. Like, if I have an issue, it's texting. Even in the last company or two or I'd say, there's always somebody to text. It's just how weird... You know, it's just how things have been, especially like you said, if it's early in the morning. But I'm glad that your boss took care of you, and that's good. And I hope Dave's going to be feeling better. And this is not a good way to lose weight.
Oh, he's already. It is not a good way, let me tell you. Mm-mm. Especially because as soon as you feel better, it's like you're kicked into some kind of like starvation mode almost. Because as soon as you feel better and start eating, you gain everything you lost. And if you're not careful, you gain more.
So I never lose.
Don't use it.
I don't understand.
Loss.
If I ever have a stomach flu, I don't lose the weight. I'm just like bloats my goats roll around the house.
I'll lose a couple pounds.
Everybody wants to.
I'll usually lose a couple pounds because I won't eat. Because I hate throwing up. That is like my ultimate. Like, I hate it. So when I get queasy, I start trying to refuse to eat. And, so I lose
a couple pounds. Laughing at you.
No, I know.
I'm but laughing when, at the picture of, like, you know, like Willy Wonka? Tell the story. Willy Wonka, when they were, like, all the one that's the big blueberry. I'm picturing my head all the time.
Oh my god.
Rolling around, I'll blow them. Oh, I gotta stop. Sorry. Yes. We understand.
Oh my god.
That's me rolling around.
I'll take you to the juicing room.
Oh god. Okay.
Ah, that's hilarious. I am never gonna be able to unsee that now. So anybody who has Photoshop and a picture of Jesse, I will pay for this picture.
Oh, and like the word coming out will just be, oh, bloats my goats. Like, on that note,
I'm going to go clean my house because the inspector story has still got me having the heebies.
The heebs and the jeebs. Yes, awesome. I understand.
All right.
Well, we'll see. Yes. Found the water cooler.
Well, and because I was sick, so... I need to vacuum. Absolutely. Stay hydrated, my friends.
Very hydrated if you're sick.
Okay, bye. Yes.